What's going on, everybody? It's your guy, Gary. Welcome to the Stirring the Pot podcast. I'm just, you know, felt like getting on. I had a thought. And, you know, I wonder, you know how, like, you're used to having a certain level of life, basically. You're used to living life on a certain scale, you know. A lot of us, I grew up in, you might as well say, poverty. I have more now than I've ever had before. But when I was, you know, at least when I was growing up, when you come from those type of situations, you know, I'm a firm believer of exposure. Exposure is one of the things that help people want to elevate. Me being exposed and taking a vacation for my 21st birthday and not just going to Atlantic City or, you know, just going nowhere. I traveled the world. I went to different countries. Got my passport, you know, before I was 25, I got my passport stamped up about 25 times. So exposure is very, very important. At least I believe so. So back to the thought that I was having, just trying to give y'all some context, and I'm sorry, something is in my eye. But anyway, so like, what am I saying? Like, let's get to the point. I sit around sometimes just wondering, how is it, you know, and I try not to be judgmental or act like I'm better than or act like anyone is less than, because, you know, we're not. No one is better than the next. No one is better than the next. Yeah, you know, maybe one has more than the other, but it doesn't change the core presentation of the fact of the matter is, you know, me and you are equal no matter what. So I'm saying all that to say that, to say is disheartening, and it's a shame, believe it or not, that enough of us have not been exposed to a greater level of life. I know people who could get up today and they have positioned their lives in a place where they can go live somewhere else for 3 months, 4 months, without it being a hiccup in their everyday life and living. You know, they don't have to, you know, plan for 4 years just to take a 4 month vacation, or some people in other countries would call it a holiday. You know, something that's starting to kind of bother me personally a little bit is that I wasn't exposed early enough or mature fast enough or early enough to understand that, you understand the thought of, you know, do what you have to now so that you can do what you want to later. I don't care what nobody say, that's so very true and profound, that statement. Also, I don't know if you know any of you guys on social media a lot, but have you ever seen that video on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever, and the person says, you still got that little job? I mean, a person say, oh, you still got that little business? And then the person's rebuttal is, you still got that little job? And then the person that has the business says to the person, you don't find it strange that you got to ask permission to take a vacation or to take a day off? You got to ask permission to be able to go to have a day or a weekend off? And that really, you know, it kind of sticks to me a little bit whenever I see it, because it confirms and it lets me know even more that, you know, yo, it's more to life than what you are. I wouldn't so much say exposed, because I've been exposed to a lot, but it is more to life than what you are living, basically. And we have to realize the fact of the matter is it's levels to this. And we can't front, or we can't, you know, listen, man, it's not bad. And I'm lucky, and I get it from a different level of, you know, happiness, because I know, my true testimony, I know where I could have ended up, where my life could have went. So I am, not only am I grateful, but I am, you know, I am just happy that it didn't go that way. But, you know, I have friends and even family members who've never been out of the country, you know, never have seen the way other people live. And then, you know, the irony of it is, once you get away, even you can see that even you, knowing that you still technically live in poverty, you are technically a king where you are. It's crazy. But, you know, like, I want to motivate somebody today. I'm working on some things, and I want to challenge myself. I already been challenging myself in different areas, but, you know, I'm challenging myself in places where, you know, that will set me up in later in life. Set, you know, and listen, I'm in my 30s. I'm technically, you know, I'm only really 5 years into my 401k, when I really should be probably about 10, 15 years in. But, you know, that's not the most detrimental part of it. You know, I'm not even concerned, not so much concerned, because I have the motivation and the hustle and the work ethic. So I believe I'm going to be all right. I have a group of friends that I know that's going to be all right, no matter whatever the case is. They're like cats. You throw them up in the air and they're going to land on their feet. But I will be remiss to say that to act like I don't have some friends also, that if I throw them up in the air, well, not me, if life throws them up in the air, they won't land on their feet. And I don't have the faith that they would. And I'm not, listen, it's not, I'm not saying these things to make it seem like, oh, I'm better, or, you know, oh, you know, you know, but it's levels to this. You know, life is so much more grand than the Monday through Sunday. When's the last time you was enjoying and living life so much that you woke up and just was like, wow, what day is it? And not in a term of like, oh, what, you know, I'm suffering from some traumatic hangover, or I lost my memory. Not in a negative condensation, but in a positive mindset. Like, wow, I've been living this abundant life that God or I set up for myself so much that I lost track of literally not just time, but lost track of the days of the week. I don't know if two or three weeks have gone by. But I've been living on this cloud, and not just figuratively, actually. There are people out there, you know, that have a different ability financially you know, it's just, it just is what it is. Like, you know, you got some people that's, I mean, even millionaires have to start thinking differently, because those millions can be gone today, and, you know, here today and gone tomorrow. You know, I believe that, you know, we have to challenge ourselves. You know, like, we have to really start taking things. The Bible gives us these promises, and I'm telling you, man, I feel like we believe those things are just going to fall out the sky. They're not just going to fall out the sky. I mean, and I don't care what preacher you go get. It's not going to happen that way. And I'm not saying that preachers are telling people that it's going to happen that way. But what I would like for preachers to do is to make sure that you clarify the process of how you can make that happen, of how making it happen. The issue is some of them don't know, to be totally honest, and we can't fault them for that. But I am a solid and firm believer that, and this is just the way I am. I am taking my destiny in my hand, because if I live life and it end up not being what I wanted it to be, or it end up not being as grand as I wanted my life to be, then I can't blame nobody else for that but myself. I can't blame somebody else for the downfalls, or just the shortcomings, or just the unhappiness of the path that my life has gone in. You know, we have to take life, you know, like we have to take it by the bullhorns, by the horns, and live it. Take control and live that thing. Because I refuse to be 60, 70, and have a life filled with regret as an old man that can't do nothing about it. And I'm not going to be that old man that's going to sit back and be like, well, they didn't tell me. Well, they, such and such and such and such said I should have did it this way. The only advisory that individuals need is advisory and counsel to God until they have a mature enough relationship with Him. Once they have their own mature relationship with God and the Savior, then once they have their own mature version or mature relationship, then at some point they don't even need that counsel for real, for real. Not saying that they don't, but I'm just saying that, you know, yes, when you don't know, you need someone to teach you so that you can know. But once you get to a certain place, you know, then the relationship transfers to just you and the man upstairs. But, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, like it's like I think Meek Mill coined that phrase, is levels to this. It's levels to this stuff. SH, you know what he said in the song. And I need myself and people that I care about to understand that, you know, we have to create our level. And you know, I'm gonna be hanging with my friends, some of my closest friends, mainly my core group of brothers and stuff like that, and they wives this weekend, and we gonna chop it up. And we listen, I'm gonna tell you, right, I'm African American. My inner core group of friends are African American, and not that I have any issue, because I do have Caucasian friends, I have friends that are Chinese, I have friends that are mixed, all kinds of stuff. But the reality of it is, these are the people that I deal with on the normal basis. And one of the things that I see in other cultures that I think is a detriment to African-American culture. Sorry, the phone rattled a little bit. I'm driving right now. But one of the things I see that's a major issue that I'm not going to do to my child. And as a matter of fact, I'm probably going to go against it if it comes to fruition. But I don't like I'm going to tell my friends, like, what do y'all think about maybe getting a mansion that's big enough to house all of us and we live together and split everything? Can you imagine how your economy will change? I see it with Indians. I see it with Mexicans. I used to live in an apartment building and I had Indian, you know, East Indian neighbors and things like that, Pakistani neighbors, and they will live 12, 10, you know, full generations. The husband, the wife, the grandmother, the grandfather, the kids, possibly a relative, a uncle, aunt, or whatever, maybe even both sets of grandparents, living all in the same place, and they're only paying $800 a month in rent. I'm only saying that, that's how much I was paying, like seven something. But I bet you any amount of money, when you'd seen a savings account, it was plush. I've seen it with Mexicans. I lived in a place and you know, Mexican neighbors. And Mexicans dumbed it down a little bit, but even Mexicans, it was about six, seven of them in there. It was Poppy, Mommy, and Abuela, and, you know, as grandmom or whatever the case is, you know, and kids, you know, a bunch of kids. And I just feel like, wow, why is it that these people can, Chinese people buy a business that got somewhere they can live in, and they operate their business and live in the same place. So the business, we're not paying bills. Our business is I'm telling you, man, like, it's levels to this. So why is it that you don't see that in the African-American community? And I'm going to tell you why. Because parents, from the time a child probably turns 12, 13, it's countdown. And the first thing a parent is saying, I can't wait till you turn 18. Whenever a child, you know, whenever a child does something, or whenever, you know, things happen, or just whatever. You know, like, I've heard it, not just in my own house. My mom ain't really never, well, she, nah, because my mom was mad when I was leaving, and I didn't move out till I was 22, 23. I moved out when I was about 22, and I ain't never looked back. Was gone, never went back. You know, but yeah, like, and I left on good terms, whatever the case may be. So why is it that we don't see that? Why is it that that the mom or the dad is like, listen, you ain't going out here and messing up your credit. That's one of the things we do because we're not mature enough to handle the responsibility. Because some of us don't even know what we want to go to school for. Some of us are going to school. Some of us are flunking out because that's not the journey we want to go on. And that's all fine. But see, we didn't mess ourselves up because now we didn't got an apartment. Now we didn't got a place to live. And now, you know, we can't handle responsibility because it's too much for a person at that age. Probably two out of every 20 or maybe two out of every, I don't know the number. Let's give it. Three out of maybe 20 individuals are mature at that age, and two of them are probably females. Listen, the reality of it is, you know, and I'm going to bring this up. We're going to dinner for one of my brother's birthday. I'm going to bring this up. Like, yo, what, you know, like, hey, listen, you need a cosigner? Okay, we all, listen, everybody got a credit score. It only takes two to three people, probably. to get a house or whatever. But whatever the note end up being, why not we all just live in a house, live in a place, and stack our money up, pay this place off. We can sell it, or we can upgrade and get something bigger and sell it, or whatever. I'm telling you, like, listen, I can have my wife go on my Facebook. I've been saying this for years, because I think that it is, I'm telling you, it's a blueprint. It is a good way of starting life. Because you think about it, like, it's no reason to go out there and mess yourself up. There's no reason to go out there and mess yourself up, and then, like, you're always trying to catch up after that. Oh, I gotta fix my credit. Oh man, I gotta mess my credit up. So now I gotta wait umpteen ups. You know, now I gotta run around and shake around and see if people will put a cell phone in their name for me. I definitely gotta go back and live with my mom or somebody because I didn't mess my name up. I can't. You know, live in my own apartment and my mom ain't co-signing for me or my dad ain't co-signing for me. Like, listen, man, it's levels to this life. Instead of us setting up our kids for success, we, believe it or not, we set them up for failure. I'm telling you, me, whenever God blessed me with having a child, I will not do that to my child. I am not sending my kid out there for failure. If my child don't want to go to college and they got a better plan, guess what? If it makes sense, then you got to go ahead and let that child live their life and try to go the route that they think is going to work for them. Listen, man, I know I'm ranting. I'm just talking. You know, it's nothing. You know, no, it's just what it is. I see it in the communities that I live in, and we wonder why. You know, we wonder why it's generations of us living in public housing. You know, it's the term that I hear is not, you know, oh, I'm leaving my child a house. The term is I'm leaving my child public housing. Public housing was never set up for y'all to be living, all of y'all to be getting a spot to live. Public housing was set up so that you could get on your feet and be able to save money so that you can afford a down payment to a house one day. But listen, man, this is your host, Gary, from the Stirring the Pot podcast. Like, you know, sometimes we got to look in the mirror and look at ourselves and our communities and be like, yo, we got to level up. We got to level up. And you got some, listen, man, there's some black people out there that's leveling up. That's stepping it up. You understand what I'm saying? But as far as back to the beginning of this conversation with these young people, man, we gotta set these kids up for success so that they can know that it's levels to this and they can go above and beyond what any of us have done. This is the Stirring the Pot podcast. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I hope you enjoyed this talk. Man, this is just a little quick little, you know, conversation and gander on my way home. I want to appreciate y'all for listening in. Hey, share this. You know, send it to somebody. You hit the share button. It's a link. You send it to a friend. Send it to a homie. It don't matter who you send it to. Just listen, send it to somebody. You know what I mean? Send it to your peoples. Somebody is going to enjoy this. Somebody needs to hear this. You know, like I could be on here talking about things that's popular, that's going to automatically get popular opinion, but that's not the focus. That's not, you know what I mean? That's that's not really what's needed right now. But listen, like I said, this is the Stirring the Pot podcast. I'm your host, Gary. Listen, like I said, do me that favor, share it, send it to somebody, rate it, do something. Look out for your guy. I hope you enjoy this. I hope you, this didn't have no script or nothing like that. This is just me talking. But like I said, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you appreciate whatever little info I gave you in this podcast. And I hope you be safe and enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for your time at the Stirring the Pot podcast. Peace.